Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is CBS Eye on the World. That is McCutter, my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to welcome Malcolm Holand to report on the Middle East right now. Thaddeus, you have a question for Malcolm.
Well, Malcolm, there's talk of talks with Iran, but that hasn't prevented them from re-engaging with people like Yemen or engaging in naval exercises with Russia. What is the status of this?
Right on all counts. It has not in any way slowed them down. They are trying now to rearm their groups, their militias, their allies. We know that they have tried to ship stuff to Yemen, and there was a huge capture by the internationally recognized government in Yemen, not the Houthis, with missiles, drone parts, and other military gear. The Syria's new government said it seized a number of weapon cargoes, including Grad rockets for multi-launch systems. The Lebanese army seized shipments brought in across the border from Syria, including Russian anti-tank missiles. This is just a sampling of the stuff that we're seeing being brought in, that Iran continues its efforts to destabilize the region and to heat up the situation, and thinking that their proxies would once again be able to destabilize the situation with Israel, although that is quite a bit off. What you asked the second point about the shipments that are taking place that we know of, but there's also those that we don't know of. And Yemen is obviously a major point. Israel struck Yemen again because they had received a lot of this equipment. They continued to fire rockets at Israel. So it's while it's been attacked repeatedly, they somehow seem to have this ability to continue their mischief. Iran and Russia are engaged in 3 days of naval exercises called Kasara in the Caspian Sea. It's different because usually they did it in the Persian or Arab Gulf. Now they're doing it in the Caspian Sea. I don't think that there are heavy ships that are being involved. I think it's more symbolic. But if you notice, Russia stayed out of the conflict. China stayed out of the conflict in the last months. And this may be just a symbolic gesture on the part of the Russians. They can't afford to really divert much to Iran at this point. And the Iranians obviously are focused much more on other fronts. They are in nuclear talks with the British, French, and Germans. That has got them obsessed because the likelihood of sanctions, Germany and others are pushing for the snapback provisions. They must do it very soon. Otherwise, it won't take effect as the deal ends in October. So it's very critical time on the negotiations front. But I mean, so much is found out about how far Iran's involvement, the bots that were being used against Britain went dark when Israel hit their nuclear facilities and bombed in Tehran because they knocked out these bots that were operating in a disinformation system involving British politics. So we know they're doing it here in the U.S. This was an obvious case that came to light now, and it shows their true extent of their efforts to undermine Western regimes.
Malcolm, do I misremember? Was not the outcome of the bombing of the facilities to lead to talks between the U.S. and Iran, between Washington and Tehran?
You don't misremember. The point wasn't so much to get to negotiations, it was to get the Iranians to start talking seriously. And they still do not. They are still, we know, talking about rebuilding their facilities. They still threaten. They threaten the president of the United States' life. They threaten the lives of other leaders. And we know that they have tried. They've been behind assassination attempts against the president. So the likelihood of extended negotiations, I think the president was ready to lift sanctions. And because of the Iranian behavior, he did not. That is one of their goals. And the likelihood of serious talks between the United States and Iran will not take place and will not be enhanced until they act in a serious fashion. Till now, the domestic situation, they continue to crack down domestically. There are more arrests. There are more people being in jailed. And they are also engaged in external mischief, as our earlier report about arming all their proxies.
The Ikhwan, the Muslim Brotherhood, in exile in Ankara and Istanbul. But the Congress has awakened to the threat of the Muslim Brothers. What is the status in Washington?
Well, I don't know if they woke up to it, but they have been working on it for a long time. I know Senator Cruz and other people have, and I think it's really important that we recognize that Representative Mario Diaz-Balart and Jared Moskowitz in the House, bipartisan, and Senator Cruz in the Senate, to designate the Muslim Brotherhood and affiliates as a foreign terrorist organization. This is a critical step in safeguarding our security and curbing extremist influence. We have to be able to forge unity across the divides and make this a bipartisan effort, as has begun. There's no secret to what the Muslim Brotherhood's aims are.
30 seconds, Malcolm.
And to destroy the democratic ideals in which and impose Sharia law. We know that they try to undermine all over the world, including the United States. This will enable them and enable U.S. law enforcement to act more decisively against them.
Malcolm Hohenlein, Conference of Presidents, to help us understand, and if there's no transparency here, there is random violence, but certainly the Druze violence is exceedingly threatening. That is Makara, American Greatness.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at Greenlight.com/iHeart. That's Greenlight.com/iHeart.